Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's Pony Sync call. Today is Tuesday, February 23rd. Sounds right. My name is Andy Turley. I'm the host. Can everybody just say hi?
Hi, I'm Joe McElveen.
Hi, Red Davis.
Smaller crowd today, but that's fine. And welcome to everybody who is listening to this later in the day or week or whenever. Welcome to you all too. I have posted the issues that we're going to discuss in Zulip in the sync channel under the 2021-02-23 topic. So if you are here right now or you're following along, you can go there and see the issues that we're going to talk about. So to get things started off, we will start with RFCs, and we have one PR, add mandatory FFI declarations proposal. That's 184.
And so this came out of some discussion around supporting the Apple M1 processors, where previously on other platforms, Pony C, or I guess previously slash currently, Pony C has been sort of skating around the issue of distinguishing between variadic and non-variadic FFI calls. And because on most platforms that Pony C supports, it is not, the calling convention is compatible. So you can call a non-variadic function with a variadic call site, and things kind of work. On Apple Silicon ARM64, that is not possible. It is a different calling convention, and things go haywire in memory land. So the short answer is here, we have to distinguish between variadic and non-variadic. And the best way to do that is to force, or at least what we determined in some chat, we being, I think, Sean and Borja and myself, Borja is the person who filed the RFC. We kind of determined the best way to do that was to force mandatory declarations of FFI calls, such that you would then be explicitly defining which ones were variadic and which ones were not, because we do not have a syntax for doing it at the call site, and arguably that would be maybe cumbersome. So I'm in favor of the RFC because we kind of discussed it ahead of time. That's my position, but I don't know if anyone else has thoughts, we can talk about those as well.
I don't have any real positions there.
Unsurprisingly, I'm strongly in favor of it because explicit over implicit every time. So, you know, plus I think it could be potentially useful for documentation to have it in a more standard form, because potentially you could automatically generate documentation from like statements from like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Let's move on to, no Pony C issues. So we'll start up at the top here. And we've got one Corral issue. Move when default revision should be supplied. 175. Okay. So this is around. Oh, yeah. So the title says default revisions. I think I'm kind of with Sean here. I can understand the convenience of having a default, but it probably wouldn't work for everybody, and it might just make it easier to make people pick one. Any other thoughts on this?
Yeah, I just wrote a comment and ticket that's the same. Yeah, I agree with Sean about requiring it to be mandatory.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Apparently, I was not reading things right. We do have two open Pony CPRs. First one is create a standalone libponyc in Linux. That's 3716.
Yeah, so I was looking over this. I'm confused, and I'm writing a comment about this confusion, which the do not merge label was removed, but there's to do comments still in there for platforms. Oh, I guess the PR says on Linux. Okay. I was going to say there's a to do comment for every other platform besides Linux. And maybe that's okay if this is just creating a new rule. Yeah. Okay. I was confused at first, but that makes sense. I guess my only other comment would be, should we have a CI, run that tests this?
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm gonna add that comment to the ticket.
Add that comment there. That seems like a pretty reasonable thing to ask for. Anything else on that one?
Anything else for me? I'd say that's it's a nice nice progress. It's cool.
Okay.
I think the only thing is that Sean said he's going to change the way that he finds the library. He's going to be changing from using find to something else, but he's not quite sure how yet. So I don't think it's going to go in until he's made that call. Maybe that's the last thing I saw on the Zulip thread.
And that makes sense. Although I saw the do not merge label was removed, so I don't know if he feels like it's ready or not. We'll, I guess, hear back from him after he answers the CI question, maybe.
Okay. The other PonyC issue, or PR, is simplify unmuting of senders logic 3289.
This is an older one.
Yeah.
Is asking Theo to give a review, basically, is what the activity is.
Yeah. This one moves and fits and starts. Okay. I don't really have any great insight here. Or opinions.
Not either, yeah. The back pressure stuff is not in my current wheelhouse.
Yep, fair enough. Okay. let's see here. Pony doc. We have one issue, switch from latest to release. It's issue number 2.
Yeah, that seems like just kind of a backlog item with no necessary discussion at this time, I think.
Yep, I agree. Let's pretend we never mentioned it. Okay, and then the last thing is Last Week in Pony under Pony Lane website. And we don't really need to say anything about that one. Okay, that was a quick run through. Is there anything else anybody would like to talk about here?
Nothing for me.
All right.
I'm good as well. Okay. Well, that was a short but sweet call. Good to talk to you all. And thank you to everybody who listens in. We will do this again next week. So that's March 2nd. So until then, come see us in Zulip or wherever else. All right.